Welcome back to this Highland Sports special. Harps return to the Premier. Moving up brings about its problems. Budgets and running costs all increase dramatically if you are to be competitive and survive in a 10-team division. Commercial Officer Aidan Campbell feels if the county comes together with the right support, then Harps can continue with some of the magic that the club has seen in recent years.
You look at the support base and you look at where the players and coaches come from. It's all areas of the county. It's West Donegal, it's Inishowen, it's Finn Valley, South Donegal, getting very good again and producing real quality soccer players at underage. So it belongs to the whole county, yes. And we do have some of a support base. We should remember in Strabane and West Tyrone as well. As support our own club, it's not owned by a private entity like a lot of the other clubs. That means it's volunteer run. It's run by its own supporters. It's funded by its own supporters. So it means a lot to everyone, to Ollie, the players, the board, the volunteers, when the whole county gets behind it. And there's been a lot of goodwill out there. And we know we need to raise a lot of finance before the start of the season. And we also know that there's a huge amount of voluntary work gone into all different sports around the county which need funding. And I suppose what we're saying is that, look, we've a real asset here. And we've a franchise to play senior football. And Finn Harps would like to think it's the senior representative of all the hard work that goes in from all the different leagues, the Inishowen League, the Donegal League, the Youth Leagues, the Ulster Senior League, that we can bring the kind of senior strands to all of that hard work. And we hope everybody, can get behind the team this year. Big challenge ahead, Oisin, but with the right support and, with everybody behind us, there's no reason we can't achieve something special again.
The club was on the verge of collapse back in the late 2000s when they were relegated, and that was felt for a number of years after. But as we know, Harps stayed up in 2016 against the odds. Aidan says managing expectations have to be kept realistic.
The success that we've had in recent years has been because everybody has really understands the realities of a situation and how tough things are, and we never kid ourselves. So we're always trying to strike the balance between getting people to be realistic about expectations, because what can happen is if expectations get out of control and you have a few bad results at home, which you always do, some supporters get excited or they get into the ears of directors or people around the club. And, we have a philosophy pretty much of circling the wagons in those times, because we have to keep the club running. We have to keep everybody focused and motivated about what they're going to do. So we like to say to people, look, this is as tough as it's going to get. But at the same time, it is exciting because you've got these big derby games. You're going to have Sligo twice at home, the Derry City twice at home, the Shamrock Rovers, the Dundalks, all of these quality teams coming to us as well. So it is exciting. So I suppose, how do we manage your expectations? We're realistic with people. The two other part-time inverted commas are UCD and Bohemians, both which have means to train a lot more than us, and they're near that Dublin market. So yes, it is going to be tough. I think anybody who has been around the club the last few years knows that from the manager, the players, certainly the volunteers and everybody around the club gives it absolutely everything. And that ethos runs right throughout the club, from match night to the guys sell the lotto, to the fundraisers, to the supporters. So we know there's going to be bad nights, and we know that there's going to be bad months. If we can get through to people that that everybody sticks together. I'll tell you a story, Oisin. I was in the office one day and this guy comes in and he's a courier from Dublin, right? He just walks in, he looks around and he goes, oh my God, this is the famous Finn Harps. And he looks looking out the window and he said, yous were in the middle of nowhere, And he said he grew up in Dublin and he was a big, big football fan. And he was like, Finn Harps are one of the most famous teams in the country, So it was a surprise to him how rural we were and we were where we were based, But it just goes to show you what a big name it is in football. So it's a fantastic thing to have in the county, but we are in a location and in a position where we're a little bit up against it. If we can have a kind of like a unified and a unity around the club and everybody sticking together, we always believe we're in with a chance. And if we stay up this year, it will be our greatest ever achievement.
The club has a five-year strategy in place and have set up a four-pillar structure to grow the club into the future. That includes the work on the new stadium with a view to a 2021 move to the new Stranraer-based venue.
So we've broken down into departments, and you've got obviously your governance, which is your board of directors and your subcommittees that run the club. And then you've got your football operation. You've got your partnerships, you know, all of the sponsors we have and the organisations that we partner with, including some charities and the local leagues and that kind of thing. Then you've got, you know, our volunteers and supporters, the Finharp Schools programme, which has been going out in schools all around the county delivering these programmes. And this is all done without full-time employees. This is done with, you know, we do have a few people on schemes, but as it stands, and this probably will have to change as we grow, we don't have a full-time or paid-for employees. The club is presently all about growth, but growing the sport base. We're county-wide now. The players come from all different parts of the county, and on the recent road shows where we've gone around the county, we've just been shown a map of all the different places that our coaches and players come from. And it's fantastic to see in a show and represented. It's fantastic to see South Donegal represented, Finn Valley, and then west of the county as well, where people from Gweedore and Keju and everywhere else. So it's going very well, and we have those structures in place. That the five-year strategy, of course, is based around the new stadium. That's its own committee, and we got that great news this year with the grants being approved. And I suppose once you get your grants, governments don't give you grants unless you're ready to they're ready to fund the rest of the part of it as well. So key to all that is us moving to better facilities, because you need that to run a football club.
Harps are building to the future in a number of areas. Among them, a youth development academy, which has already toasted success. The Harps Academy was set up to bring players through the system right up to senior football. Harps have a structure in place which is now ranked in the top five in the country. Declan Boyle's under-17 side won the club's first underage national double this year.
Not very often you get an opportunity to win two national titles in the 1 year, so we set out at the start of the season potentially to get in the playoffs. That'll be the quarterfinals, the National League, and to go well in the Cup. That was our goal probably at the start of the season. And when you won the League Cup, beating Cork at home and playing really well, very convincing performance by all the lads involved, it gives you a real bit of self-belief to go on and achieve and to do better things. And it probably was a platform for us to go on and to win the National League title by beating Shamrock Rovers in the final. And it gives everybody within the club a whole lift. When you're investing so much time and effort, and there's financial constraints on the club in regards, you know, paying for facilities and buses and, you know, food for the players, it's massive. And then suddenly, you know, you're putting all this investment into it and you're getting nothing back sometimes. So it was great to put that time and effort and energy into it, and then to win national awards. We have national titles. We haven't won national titles in a long, long time. So a great achievement for all involved in the club, not just the under-17s, but it shows you exactly what's going on in Finn Harps in regards to an underage structure, the quality of players that we have in Donegal, the quality of coaches that we had at our disposal through the 17s, the 15s and 19s, obviously, with Joe Boyle, and then Kevin looking after the under-13s. And then we also, below that, you have the academy, which have 5 to 6 different teams. And on top of all that, then obviously those senior leagues, so the opportunity there for players to play against men in a physical environment and a good standard intermediate league, and then to pretty much getting prepared to go into the first team.
The success that your team has enjoyed this year, it hasn't gone unnoticed at national level, which is great to see, Declan, because there are players getting a chance now to be capped at international level. And as well as that, Darry Allison was named Player of the Year at under-17 level, which was a nice way for Darry to end his season.
Oh, yeah. I suppose, you know, it just shows you how successful we were when we get an opportunity. And Darry obviously well-deserved captain of the team and a great leader and a great fella, and conducts himself excellently off the pitch and on the pitch. But he scored 11 goals this year from left full, which is incredible for a defender, which has obviously helped us throughout the season. Obviously, he wouldn't get the national awards apart from the fact that we've been so successful this year. And so that's also tribute to the great commitment and the performance of all the rest of the players around him. So, but it's great. Normally in Donegal, we probably don't get the rewards in all sports that, because we're up in the Northwest. So it's great to be seen that Dara got the opportunity to become Player of the Year for the under-17s, which is an unbelievable achievement for him and his family. You mentioned previously just about internationals, like Michael Gallagher this year played under 19 internationals for Tom Moen. Luke McGlynn and Connor Campbell, who was away in Poland with the under-15s, they're just back there last week. So we have players that are getting capped at Indonesian level, and that's which is great to see, and it's great for the club and great for the players.
The feeling would be that the under-19s will benefit out of last year's under-17 success, and perhaps all the Oregon's first team, they may find themselves including some of the younger players in that panel for the new season.
Yeah, and that's the goal. That's the goal. We need to be developing our own players. We need to be pushing the best of our players into the first team, and we want as much as possible to have a Donegal best team, our Northwest best team, because the more Donegal as we have playing, the more support we're going to get, and we want it to be spread out along the whole county as well. So we want to bring people from all corners of Donegal to Finn Park to watch Donegal players playing for Finn Harps and representing the club. So this year on under-19s, there's a really, really good quality players in the under-19s, and hopefully if they have a wee bit of luck like we had, they could go on to definitely get close in the under-19s a national title. And they're the players that we want to be pushing into the first team, and they're also the players that we need to be putting pressure on the first team players and to Ollie and knocking on the door and saying, okay, I need a chance here. So we have to be given the opportunity as well when they are good enough, and we have to give them the opportunity as a club going forward.
The household names in Irish football will be back in Donegal next year. The big match experience will change next season, with Premier Division action returning to Ballybuffet. Match day coordinator at Finn Park on a Friday night is Cathy Taff.
It's not just me. I'm part of a team. Mm. And that match night team has a set of criteria that we have to follow, and those are set down by UEFA and administered by the FAI. So every match night in the Premier Division, the FAI sends a match night delegate with a checklist, and every single thing in that checklist has to be in place, and it has to be, everything has to be running smoothly. So my job as part of the team is to be part of seeing that everything that's required by the FAI to ensure a good footballing experience. I mean, that's the end of the day. Safety all the way from the front gate in and back out again, that everything that needs to happen, happens.
Your role in 2019 is going to differ slightly, mm-hmm. is it, from the season just passed, because it's Premier Division football again?
It is Premier Division football again, and I suppose I'm fortunate in that my introduction to Finn Park was Premier Division football. So I learned very, very quickly just how manic it was, just how much had to be done, how many pieces of a jigsaw just had to be there and in place in order for everything to go smoothly. And last year was a huge revelation, because we went back to, we were in the first division, gates were quieter, everything really depends on the volume of people coming through the gate, and a bit less pressure on, so it'll be nice to be back to the mad Friday nights again.
Tell us, what's special about the match day experience at Finn Park?
Do you know, it's an event. Every single match is an event. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is, it's event management, it's event planning, and it's lovely. There's a great buzz about it. It's lovely to see people come together from all over the county and even from the neighbouring counties for one happy cause. Do you know, for me, a busy match night would bring potentially 4,000 people in through the gates of Finn Park. I'm involved with the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and if we have 4,000 or 5,000 people on the streets in Ballybuffet and Stranorler on St. Patrick's Day, I mean, you're bringing the equivalent of that event. Christmas lights switch on recently at McElhenney's was an estimated similar number. All of that is coming into one ground to cheer on a team or two teams. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. And there's a great buzz off it, and it's nice. And there's a great collegiality. There's a great camaraderie. It's lovely. You meet people from the youngest little toots that come in. Some of them are 18 months old. Some of them are smaller. They're in buggies. And you just wonder, I know when my children were small, would you bring them to a football ground? But people do. And it's brilliant all the way through to, I'm sure, we have almost centenarians there, and it's brilliant, and they're all, that's what's special about it.
Moving forward into the Premier Division, I think the general feel is there's a lot of potential at Finn Harps, right across the board, be it on the field or be it off the field. And if Harps is to succeed, particularly in staying up, that all this potential needs to be maximised by everybody.
There's lots there. There's a lot of untapped potential, I think, at the minute, particularly in terms of fundraising. There are lots of things that have been done down the years that were successful when they were successful, and then they just start to wane. And I think it's very, you need new blood. You need someone to be able to say, yeah, you've done that before, you know, to really enthuse people again sometimes, because you do become jaded. Mm-hmm. We've had a good look around at what other clubs are doing nationally and internationally. We look at what's simple, what's not so simple, but what works. And the key thing is, if we don't go out and ask people to support us, if they're interested in wanting Finn Harps to remain in the Premier Division, then we're not going to be able to do it on our own. We need that support. So it's about looking at all the little tiny elements, and I'm back again to my jigsaw analogy, every little piece of it, and saying, you know, can we at least give it a go? Can we try it? And if you don't ask, you don't get. And I keep saying, if we all do a little, we'll do a lot. And that is, well, it's my motto for this Premier Division campaign, because, you know, we need the support hugely. He needs the support. The team needs the support. And the reality of it, and it's not the most pleasant reality, is that success is, there's a direct correlation between success and finances, yeah, in soccer, and we see that. So, and you know, what has been done cannot be dismissed, you know, on an absolute shoestring. That's a very, very threadbare shoestring, but yeah, it was, you know, what's been achieved so far with very little. Surely, you know, if we're to give them a fighting chance, I'd love to see what would happen if we were in a position to be able to compete with even our neighbouring counties' budgets. Because, right, you know, they're certainly many multiples of what we have at the moment. But, you know, we're going to have as many sad nights as we'll have happy nights. And I suppose back to your earlier question about what's, about the dynamic and what's interesting about match night, that's a part of it. You know, it's not all about highs, because you're not always going to have the highs. And, you know, there's lessons in it, and I suppose there's life lessons in it. You don't always win, no, but pick yourself up and get on with it again and be back out another Friday night.
In our final piece, we hear from the fans. Given that Harps need the gates to balance the books more than any other club in the Premier, support numbers are key. While going a step further and helping out around the club can just be as vital than paying your season ticket fee. Trevor Gordon is a passionate Harps supporter who got involved with his favourite club.
I started going up to Harps probably early, mid-90s with a few friends, kind of just leaving school, teenager, and it was the team that got promoted in 95, you know, the John Gerard McGettigans and Alan Doherty's and Pierce Walsh's and those kind of lads. They had the reunion there a couple of years ago with that team up in Balbuffet, and that was kind of my team. Went up to that reunion, it was great to see all those lads back. And just kind of just been, it gets under your skin then. We used to leave more matches in those days saying we're never going back, that was rubbish, but yeah, we will always be back. Yeah. And 25 odd years later, we're still plugging away here.
Yeah. And now there's this team from 2018, and there'll be young men in a similar situation as to what you were in the mid-90s.
Absolutely, it's great. And like my young son now is 11, and he's got it pretty bad as well at the minute. Yeah, he's been up the last couple of years, and he was in Limerick, and he was in, yeah, Drogheda, and he's got a bad dose of it now as well. So it's, yeah, great to see. It's great to see kids around the place. And when there are kids going to games, you get a bit of success and a few big nights, you do get hooked pretty easily to that.
Listen, you were heavily involved with the club because you are a former board member. You still help out with the licensing, and you still want to be a part of this club. You're really, really attached to it, Trevor.
One of the best things about Finn Harps is that we all own it. You know, some of us are shareholders, even just the fans. It's a fan-owned club, which is a great, it's a sort of a miraculous thing, really, in a wee place like Donegal. To have a club that's entirely owned and put together, and all the directors are in there talking to us tonight, they're all just fans, ordinary people, volunteers. I was on the board for a number of years, and then family came along and young kids, and have three kids, and it just doesn't become really a viable thing for somebody with a family. But now they're grown up a bit, and I do help out in any way that I kind of can between the licence, and I'm an engineer myself, and I help them out with the infrastructure side of the licence and to keep that ticking over, and bits of fundraising. And you really feel a part of, I think you feel a part of when there's a bit of success and you've maybe done a bit of fundraising, and I organised the wee World Cup thing for them this year around the World Cup. I did the fantasy football for them, and you know, bringing in that few pound, which is important, when you're up there in Finn Park and you get a good result, you just feel a wee bit more connected to it and a wee bit more special because you're part of that. Yeah. You know, you're part of delivering that result. You've helped pay the wages, mm-hmm, you know, in some small way.
If we look forward to next year, if Ollie Horgan manages to have Finn Harps in survival mode and stay in the top flight, would that be a bigger achievement than them staying up in 2016?
Absolutely. And Ollie has said it himself, the time we stayed up the last time in 2016, you know, was a huge achievement. I call the night in Balbafay against Limerick the miracle, because we just did it out of nowhere. If we stay up this year, certainly in a 10-team Premier Division with almost all full-time clubs, a lot of them, as I said, 7 out of the 10 of them with huge budgets backed by big money, we may get a statue built to him, because it would be an absolute miracle. That would be a real miracle. So hopefully we'll get another Donegal miracle.
Nigel Higgerty joined the Harps family around the promotion run in 2007, and he feels the Premier is where Harps have to be.
I started getting involved in the singing crowd, going up and getting around all the people and getting to know these boys that were creating the atmosphere that I was watching from afar before. From that, I realised that these were the people really getting behind the club. These were the lifeblood of the club. These were the people that were putting their hard-earned money into the club week in, week out. You know, people that were joining the board, people that were running buses, people that were running fundraisers, and I just wanted to be a part of that. I started up the 54 Crew Supporters Club with a couple of friends about 6 or 7 years ago, and from then we've started running fundraisers, running buses, running bits and bobs, fans, games, everything you can think of under the sun. And you know, it's something that you get hooked on doing as well, just as much as going to a game, as getting involved in the background of the club and feeling really part of the club. Because at the end of the day, it's a fans' own club. Yeah. It's all about the fans. It's all about getting behind your local team, and that's what we do.
How excited are you about the new Premier Division campaign, to bounce straight back in the manner that they did it, and now going under the top five once again? Back there in such a short period of time, I'm sure you're excited. And is it the same as what it was a couple of years ago?
2015 was incredible. It was something none of us expected. There was teams, bigger budgets, bigger players, bigger names. We were coming in there with an entirely local team in 2015. It was insane what happened. That goal by BJ Banda, I've never seen Finn Park erupt as much as it done that day. I think the bitter disappointment of relegation, if you like, in 2017 was quickly put to bed when we were saying, you know, we need to get back where we belong, as opposed to let's fight for relegation. So there wasn't, of course, you know, the promotion in Limerick again there was unbelievable. It was a serious feeling going up on the bus again afterwards, after the game, out on the pitch celebrating, the players celebrating. It was fantastic. But I think it mightn't have been the same buzz as the last time around, because as I said, it felt more this time getting back to where we should be. You know, the Finn Harps is too, we're obviously not Shamrock Rovers, Cork City level, but Finn Harps is a big club. Finn Harps in League of Ireland terms should be a Premier Division club. It should have good backing there from a decent support base, and it's a club that should be in the Premier Division. And I think this time round it felt more like we're getting back to where we should be.
So the Premier Division is where Harps fans feel they belong. They will kick off their 50th year in League of Ireland football against Bohemians in the first game of the season on Friday the 15th of February. The move to the top flight brings its problems for a club the size of Harps, but every single soul around Finn Park, be it management, players, board members or fans, are willing to deal with the concerns and headaches to take on the cream of Irish football and survive among the elite in what some see as one of the greatest leagues in the world.
Racing into the box, shot comes in from Nathan Boyle, and Nathan Boyle has found the bottom corner at the back of the net, and Finn Harps are going back into the Premier.
Oh, what a goal, brilliant, superb.
Well, happy days, the fans behind the nets are on their feet, they're waving their blue and white scarves.